From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Democratic Party nominated former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton Tuesday as its 2016 presidential nominee. That makes her the first woman ever to become a major U.S. political party standard bearer in the race for the White House. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, addressing the party national convention in Philadelphia, urged the party faithful and those watching by television to back his wife in the November 8 election against Republican rival and New York businessman Donald Trump.
Hillary will make us stronger together. You know it because she spent a lifetime doing it. I hope you'll do it. I hope you'll elect her. The reason you should elect her is that in the greatest country on earth, we have always been about tomorrow. Your children and grandchildren will bless you forever if you do.
Several opinion polls show Trump edging ahead of her at the moment. The U.S. has condemned a double bombing that took place at the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport Tuesday, killing at least 13 people. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
We remain committed to helping Somalia progress towards a path towards peace and prosperity in the defeat of terrorist groups, including al-Shabaab.
Al-Shabaab, Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked insurgency trying to topple the Somali government, claimed responsibility for the attack on the group's Andalus radio station. 7 of the 13 killed were UN guards. A senior military official allied with Libya's Eastern Administration has warned his forces will attack oil tankers if they enter territorial waters under an agreement between a UN diplomat and a militia commander. Oil, Libya's chief export, has been hit hard by years of factional fighting. This is VOA News. Islamic State has claimed two of its soldiers carried out Tuesday's gruesome attack on a Catholic Church priest in Normandy, France, killing the priest after taking him captive at knife point. Both attackers killed by police.
Je suis moi-même d'une famille franco-tunisienne. Mon père est tunisien.
French Tunisian Vanessa Boubesh says she is from a mixed family and is appalled by the attack, calling it unbelievable. French security officials said the two attackers slit the throat of 86-year-old priest Jacques Hamel before police arrived. The latest killing comes less than 2 weeks after a Tunisian mowed down 84 people with a truck in the southern French coastal city Nice. Reports indicate Turkey is seeking the arrest of dozens of more journalists in a widening post-coup attempt crackdown. The U.S.-based exiled cleric, accused by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of being behind the failed coup, has accused Mr. Erdogan of turning a failed putsch into a slow-motion coup of his own. Writing Tuesday in the New York Times, Fethullah Gulen called the Turkish leader's accusation that his sympathizers were involved in the failed July 15 coup irresponsible and wrong.
Terrorist başı Fethullah Gulen.
Meanwhile, Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Tuesday that Gulen and his terrorist organization were behind the July 15 attempted coup and demanded his extradition from the United States. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in the Philippines Wednesday expressed support for Manila's plan to engage with China diplomatically on maritime tensions in the South China Sea.
And I am confident our friends in the Philippines will make their judgments about what their negotiating position is and how they intend to proceed forward. What we want to do is urge people to not try to build up the tensions. Don't take provocative actions. Leave the space here for people to be able to find a way forward that meets the needs of the region of the nations and also respects people's rights and obligations.
The Permanent Court of Arbitration at The Hague ruled in Manila's favor this month on a 3-year complaint over China's maritime claims. North Korea's foreign minister says the U.S. would pay a terrifying price if it contributes to tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Speaking at a regional conference in Laos, Secretary of State Kerry said if Iran gave up nuclear weapons, so can North Korea. He said Pyongyang is the only country defying the international movement toward responsibility. More than 100 of nearly 400 Russian athletes on the national Olympic team have been barred from next month's Rio Games because of the country's doping scandal. International federations in canoeing, sailing, and modern pentathlon ruled out eight more Russians off the roster. Extremely hot temperatures, low humidity, and erratic winds making it difficult for thousands of firefighters battling two major wildfires in drought-stricken California. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.